sahana vavatu, sahana punaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
You see my little girl on the chair?
Did she have
a
rough night again?
Do you see the feathers?
Oh.
Oh. Just notice them before you can. She did find her something last night.
She has to recover now.
Yeah, I know she's tired.
Oh yeah, that proppy. I totally ignored it. Mm-hmm. But I think I have an idea about it.
Oh, good. Well, let's start. I'm glad that you're doing the sentences
a little longer. So I'll start. I just started looking.
Yeah, this
okay, I've only said exactly 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is
27 is quite easy. So. Well, I don't have it, so. But you're going to wing it, and you're going to do fine because it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Saha alapta brahmanaha shastran syandanam, which I know now is a chariot, sham, jayavaham. So saha alabdha. Saha he. Alabdha, I think, is from love to obtain. Mm-hmm. And is that a PPP? Alabdha?
Mm-hmm. Well, the you know, the it's aerist.
Yeah, it's aerist. But one the word forms, it's on page. I didn't find that ending. It's number 8. I don't know what page it is for you. 199, number 8. What form is it? What it's aerist? Just a strange, it's the 4th aerist. Oh,
remember,
so I was looking for the ending. I'm like, what ending? Yeah, it's an unusual ending.
Remember that the ta becomes, the lub plus ta, lub mm-hmm. plus ta mm-hmm. would become lub plus da.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The ta becomes da.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a ta.
And the other goes to the unaspirate, the pa goes to ba.
So it's a 4th variety?
Yeah. They give an example of it. I don't know what your page number is.
But it's number 8.
It's number 8, and it lists love, and it's Atmanepada, and it gives you how it goes from love to plus ta goes to love plus ta,
mm-hmm.
and then love plus ta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll be a third person singular. Okay.
Yeah. But it is exactly like the PPP, only it's got the on it.
Right. So the PPP would be just love ta,
uh-huh.
without the of course. That makes sense. All of them. But it is from love then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he obtained, and then Brahmana must be the 5th case, from Brahmana. Shastram Syandana.
From Brahmaji, you know.
From Brahmaji.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the 5th case,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Weapons and chariots. Shastram Syandanam cha, Jaya Vaham. So Jaya is victory, and then Ava. Then Hum looks like sort of a first person ending, though.
It's in the vocab.
What's in the what?
It's on the vocabulary list. It just means that which brings victory.
It's Jaya plus Avaham.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, Jaya Avaham.
So it's Avaham.
That which brings victory. So then the. So then it's just an accusative
mm-hmm.
ending. Just an accusative ending. Accusative singular. Okay. So then he obtained from Brahmaji the weapons and chariots which bring victory.
Yeah. The weapon, the shastra, right? And the chariot which bring victory.
Okay, sorry, not plural. It's, just accusative singular on both the Shastram and Syandanam.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, good. You want to read it?
Yeah. Saha alabdha.
Saha alabdha.
Brahmanaha.
Brahmanaha.
Shastram Syandanam cha.
Shastram Syandanam cha.
Jayavaham.
Jayavaham.
Alright.
Okay.
Prodapati nabha tena sahacha prapi mahagirhi yasmin jwalishu rajau Ratrau, maha aushadjaha sahasrashaha. Is that right? Sahasrashaha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's it, right? Yeah. Okay, so Prodapati is pra plus ut plus pat. And this is, I think, now this is, I'm not sure, but I think this is the fourth aorist, and I think that put is conjugated like pud. Is that true? No. Because I couldn't think of what else it would be. It should be third person singular. And if you look at the paradigm for pud.
You know what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
But this doesn't make sense to me. But I think it's the eti goes with nebaha. Toward the sky, ati nebaha.
Okay.
And then you have prodapa. But then put would somehow become pa, and I looked all over for it. It's not put, is it going to become pati? Then that's a same, that's a present tense ending, right?
No, because it's apati. And if you look at pud, look at page 197, number 15.
Okay.
Pud is conjugated as apadi.
Oh, let me see.
So I thought maybe the same thing could happen with this. Anyway.
Oh, just a second. It could. Let me just see that.
They don't list pud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It says the third person singular of aorist of pud is apadi.
Oh, that's what it is then. I looked all over for that. What number is it?
Number 15 on 197. Oh, 15.
What does pud mean?
Pud means, well, when you put pra and ut with it, it means to fly into.
Oh, yeah. So then it flies to Mahagiri. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But put is a different word than put, but this would be this would follow the same pattern.
It looks like it. Anyway, yeah. I don't know if that's right, but I...
It has to be right.
Put goes to apati, yeah. And then put goes to apati.
Yeah. And it means to fly up towards something. Fly up.
Yeah, to fly. Yeah. So you flew into the sky. Nabaha.
Okay, good for you. That's what it is. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
And I wonder if prapi might not be similar. And could it be pra and op?
It is pra and op.
Okay, so maybe, what do you think about op being conjugated in a similar way where you get this P on the end?
No, because it's the word is op with pra, okay. Pra plus op. So the verbal dhatu is prop, and it's taking an E, right?
Okay, right.
Oh, but cut is becoming, yeah, maybe so. I see what you're saying.
It's just a thought.
Yeah.
Because it's just weird to see these E endings.
There's this rule, third person singular, oh, a pud, no, names. They're using termination E instead of sta.
So prapi is supposed to mean the translation is approached.
Yeah, to gain or to approach.
So could prop, obtain. Could prop mean?
That's prop, yeah.
That's
yeah, that makes sense. That it.
See, I think he's throwing in these other ones that he doesn't delineate, but they're similar. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the only thing I could think of, because... We haven't encountered op before, have we?
No.
In this lesson?
No.
So that was my thinking.
So you were thinking that it's makes sense, plus op, and then oppi is the third person singular?
Yeah, just like we got.
Just like put.
Put becomes oppi. Appati.
Yeah, but the is there. So you look at the whole root there.
No, but the ta is not there. No, it's like
you don't need a. Well, what I'm saying is.
Put becomes pati. Prop. Becomes propi.
But doesn't become a pot. But becomes a pati.
But pra is, the root is op. Pra plus a plus op is prop. So the a is there. You have pra plus the a.
The ending.
Look at the ending here is on the e. Pet becomes pati. In proto-pati.
It's just the e. So then it should be the apati.
It is. No, you don't need the t because the root is pet. Pet. Plus E is pati.
Look right? At, sorry. And then api. Yeah.
I don't know what else to do with that. I think that's really a good call. I like it.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. It does. It really does make sense.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And op means to approach.
Yeah.
And he's giving us this, these are like the last sentence, so he's like wanting us to really think through it.
Both in the same sentence.
That's right.
So maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Isn't he so clever?
Yeah.
So clever. Okay.
So anyway, so that means to approach?
Yeah.
Or obtain? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. That is Very good.
All right, and then we have Mahagirihi, which is the great mountain, nominative singular. And Yasmin, locative singular. So this is the word I couldn't get, which is Jwalishu. What is that long oo? What is this?
Oh, I can tell you that one.
Okay, let me think for a second. Okay, go ahead, tell me.
No, just think about the Sunday rules.
So goes to shu. So it must
be a saw. There's shu.
But it must be a saw that goes to...
Take the...
I can't get it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a hint. The ending is ishuhu.
Oh, okay, so it's just losing the visarga.
It loses the visarga and the final vowel becomes long because of the repha of Ratri. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, because normally it would be ishur.
And when you have a double R, the R drops, the repha drops, and the following vowel becomes long.
Okay.
You don't see that often.
I know.
Yeah. So.
And the oo becomes long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's...
Oh, that was going to make me crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
So dwell's the root.
Dwell means to shine.
Yeah. So what's the root?
It's just a nominative singular, right?
Oh, no, it's a verb. It's a verb.
Oh, okay. So it's a third person plural.
That's right.
Yeah.
A dwalishu.
A
dwalishu.
A dwalishu.
Yeah. Right. And the double nasal.
Yeah. So you just lose the na because it's a doubling of the nasal.
Yeah.
So okay.
Wait, where is it? Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Okay, let me just make a quick note here.
And we lose the there with the...
Well, the us there. Just get rid of it.
Just Yasmin, no, yeah.
Yasmin, a dwal.
Oh, yeah, I left that off, too. That's right, there is an uh there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that means to shine, it's plural, it's third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
Which aorist is it? Oh, it must be
the fifth.
Okay. Good. All right, and then we have Maha Aushadhyaha, which are the great herbs, medicinal herbs, nominative plural.
From Aushadhi, right?
Aushadhi, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have Sahasrashaha, which is by the thousands, countless in indeclinable. Okay, so I'm not sure what to do with the Tena, but I don't know how to use that.
That's it, Tena.
The Tena.
Oh, I see. Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Okay. So he saha flew into the sky and reached or approached the great mountain on which the great medicinal herbs by the thousands shined at night. So I'm not sure how that Tena is supposed to be used.
Well, he obtained it from Tena, is instrumental singular, right?
It's instrumental
Tena singular. Tena could be. Oh, good.
Isn't that from Mahagiri? By.
It could be by, it could be therefore. Another thing I thought, we haven't learned how to do the aorist passive, have we?
No, we have never had an example of it.
But has he talked about it?
Yes, he did talk about it.
Where?
He talks about it on... Number 16 on page 197.
Let me just take a look at that. Oh. In the passive of the aorist, all roots take E for the third person singular instead of sta.
So this is passive, maybe, huh?
Could be. That it could be like Saha Mahagirihi was reached by him.
By him. Yeah. That's it.
So Saha goes to Mahagirihi.
Yeah.
Or it could go to the first section also. Now I think it has to know by the because of the Tena in front of it, it has to go to that great mountain was reached by him. On which.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, so it's not the instrumental singular anymore?
Mm-hmm.
The Tena?
It is by him. Prapi is the aorist.
Yeah.
So, Prapi
so Saha Mahagirhi, that great mountain, and that great mountain was reached by him.
Mm-hmm.
Aorist passive.
Yeah, that's
Prapi
great.
Is the aorist passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why it takes that E ending.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
See, that's because we're all working together somehow. Did
mm-hmm.
you figure out?
It is.
Well, yeah. Two of us are.
You are two.
In the past of the air was always to be the instead of
Wow.
Instead of okay, so this would still be the fourth variety Atmane for the third person singular. But
yes.
instead of this the ending, it has the E ending.
It has the E because it's passive.
So then what we said originally about
going
to Api
isn't exactly
just like
right.
Pus going to Pati.
It's not right.
It's
but
not
it's,
right
but,
for this one.
But it still makes sense.
Yeah.
But this makes more sense because Mahagirihi is in the nominative. So Saha Mahagirihi.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Was reached
that's
by him.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had a question about that too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was number 16, right? Page 197.
It's good that you're taking notes on all this. I don't have to read it.
I have to because I have to teach it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I have to figure it out again.
I know, exactly. How do you read it, Kiki?
Prodapati.
Prodapati.
Nabhatena.
Nabhatena.
Sahacha Prapi Mahagirihi.
Sahacha Prapi Mahagirihi.
Yasmin Ajvalishu.
Yasmin
Ajvalishu.
Ratrau
Mahash. Ratrau.
Asmin Ajvalishu.
Oh, that's
it.
Right.
All right. Yasmin Ajvalishu.
Yasmin Ajvalishu.
Ratrau.
Ratrau.
Mahaushati. Oh, no, sorry. Mahaushtyaha.
Mahaushtyaha. Mahaushadhyaha.
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 Sahasrashaha.
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 Good.
Do we even want to work on these other ones?
I did be not true.
I did the first one, I think, pretty... I got almost everything in the first one.
Let's just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I'm thinking there may be a typo in one of this... Part here, I want to check it with you.
Alright. So, etam haba aindram maha abhishekam vasishtaha sa. Now, this is, I don't know what this is here. I came up with satihi bhavyaha.
Satya bhavyaha is the name of a person.
Oh, jeez. Why didn't I know that?
Weren't you using your little cheat sheet?
I was. What the heck happened to me? Oh my God, it's right there. It's the first word. That was making me
all
crazy.
Right, Satyahavya.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of a
and nominative singular, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. And then because I knew this was a person, Acha Rata, hold on.
Yeah.
Acha Rataye.
Yeah.
Janam Tapaye,
mm-hmm.
Provacha,
right.
Tasmat.
That's the sentence.
That was it, okay. So, etam is accusative singular for this or him. And so then ha and va are both.
Ha vai.
That's what I meant to say. Ha vai.
Yeah.
So they both can mean indeed or just add emphasis, but va can also be and or as well. So I'm not sure.
No, Hawaii comes together just as like
oh,
an indeed and if.
Oh, okay.
Not always together, but it's very common, Hawaii.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
To denote emphasis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it has a past, can have a past sense in the distant past.
Okay.
You have to look it up, but it's mostly just...
But does it also mean like exclaim?
Yeah,
exclaim?
I mean, in like, but indeed.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Aindram, I think that's supposed to be Indra, but why is it...
It's what? A Taditan, it means belonging to Indra.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. We haven't learned Taditas yet. See, the Vridhi letter, if you see a Vridhi...
Yeah, I knew,
yeah.
Belonging to Indra, okay. And then Maha Abhishekam, which is the great sprinkling coronation for Indra, or belonging to Indra.
Of Indra.
Of Indra. Mm-hmm. And then Vasishtha is another person's name.
And it's another, well, actually it's a patronymic. You see the vidhi of awe there?
Oh,
the word
okay.
is Vasishtha.
So it's the son of Vasishtha? Okay.
You'll see when you get to the Taditas, there's four different meanings. One is the patronymic, one is like belonging to, one is made of. I forget
okay.
what the other one is.
Okay, so the son of Vasishtha.
Yeah.
And then his name is Satyahavyaha.
Satyahavyaha.
Satyahavyaha. So the son of Vasishtha, Satyahavyaha. And then Acharataye is the dative for Acharati.
Mm-hmm.
And then Janam Tapaye, that's another person's name, Janam Tapi, and that's the dative as well.
Well, I think here it means Acharati, the son of Janam Tapa.
Okay.
Actually, to be the son of Janam Tapa, Janam of Janam Tapi.
Oh.
Janantapa, Tapi, means the son of Janantapi. When you break the pratyam, right? Because, see that vriddhi there?
Yes. So this is the father and the mother? Is
no.
Identified?
It's all the father. So.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. So it's.
It's in the dative,
so,
right?
Satyahavyaha is the son of Vasjarat.
No, it's the son of Vasishtha.
Is son of Vasishtha, and Vasishtha is the son of Janan? I'm not getting
no. So we've got two people here.
Oh, okay.
The first person is Satyahavyaha,
okay.
who is the son of Vasishtha.
Okay.
And then in the dative we have Acharati,
okay.
who is the son of Janantapi.
Oh, okay. Got it, got it, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Pravacha, which is Pra and Vach, and it's the perfect third person singular.
Uvacha, right?
Uvacha.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He said. And then, oh, that was it for this one. So,
you know, Provacha, he told, or in this sense, he's told the story.
Uvacha
he related.
Is perfect, right?
Uvacha from Vach, yeah.
Perfect, though.
Yeah, it's the perfect.
Yeah, that's right. Bhagavan Uvacha, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. What does it say? It's saying that Vasishtha
told to
Janantapi.
Yeah, Acharati.
And Acharati.
No, Acharati, who is the son of.
Oh yeah, yes. It's because I don't have it anyway. Okay, so he told to Acharati.
Satyahava told to Janantapi, right?
No. Acharati, who is the son of Janantapi. See, that
yeah,
John...
Yeah, yeah, I get
okay,
it.
Okay. He told him all about the Indra's Mahabhishekam,
right?
Uh-huh.
Told him all about him. And that's basically
related.
It.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So the next one... Oh, you want to read that, Kiki?
Yeah.
Etam Havai.
Etam Havai.
Indra Mahabhishekam.
Aindram Mahabhishekam.
Vasishtha.
Vasishtha.
Satyahavyaha.
Satyahavyaha.
Atyarataye.
Atyarataye.
Janantapaye Pravacha.
Janantapaye Pravacha. Now here I got, what I think in my book are two typos, or I just don't understand.
Yeah, on that very first one?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be a typo.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no other way around it.
I see two of them in mine.
Yeah, so we have Tasmat, right?
And then that little thing underneath it is a typo, right?
That's got to be a typo.
It should be Atirati.
Yeah,
it should be Tasmat.
Atiratihi.
Atiratihi.
Yeah.
There's no way to make sense of that thing. Tasmat Atiratihi.
And they have a typo in both books, too.
Yeah, they
really?
Have it in this one, too. Which made me think of, you know.
What could it be? I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
There's no Vatyarati. We're
mm-hmm.
talking about Atyarati.
Yeah.
So let's just take it as a title.
Atyarati. And then we have Janantapi, right? Janantapihi.
Janantapihi.
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't think that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what you think it is.
I don't know, because
I think there's a typo with an extra R.
Yeah, I think so too. It should be Janantapihi Raja.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Janantapi?
Yeah.
Raja.
Raja.
So that's an extra R.
Janantapi or Janantapihi?
No. I think it's a compound. If you get rid of the R, then you have Janantapi Raja.
Kim, yeah. Which makes sense. And what it seems like that's what it should be.
Here there's a star here. The changes in the final of which some words undergo at the end of compounds do not take place in the case of Tatpurusha compounds with A or An.
I don't need to know.
What that means is, you see, you have this ending in. This is very confusing. First of all, I don't see it as a Tatpurusha. But right. Raja, in a compound,